Does this happen very often, the need for somebody to go in and try to reclaim a ship that's been seized from its rightful owner?
Well, no. Happily, not very often. Ships are seized routinely. Ships. I have a dozen, well, half a dozen ship seizure cases I'm dealing with right now. Routinely, you deal with the seizure judicially or through some kind of legal mechanism or through negotiation with the claimant. If you can't do that, if that's totally broken down, and the claim is completely specious, as many of these claims are in these outlaw ports, then that's really the only option that the ship owner has left. And the problem for him is that insurance doesn't pay for it.
Are there other companies in the world who do this?
Nope. I know a couple of other ship captains who would be able to do it and have done it on occasion, but there's nobody like Vesex that's set up in a corporate formal way to do it. There was a company some years ago called Marine Recovery out of London. They got in trouble over some tactics. I think they got involved in recovering a ship that shouldn't have been recovered. In other words, they might have gotten lied to. I don't know the whole story, but they went out of business about 99.
Well, that was one of my questions for you. I'm sure that there are times when you have to use quite a bit of judgment to determine if the story you're being told is true.
Well, not just judgment. Well, judgment's important, but more important is research before we take on an actual repossession. Now, remember that we get involved sometimes quite early before it becomes a repossession issue, and then we're fully cognizant of the whole circumstance when it comes time to pull the trigger on a repossession. Sometimes we get called in at the last minute when a repossession is pending or has to be done quickly, and then we have to, you know, we know nothing about our client. We've got to go back and we've got to do all the research necessary to make sure that our client has what the law will call an immediate possessory interest. Without that, we cannot act.
So there, you use a lot of your law background in this.
Sometimes I've had it when, you know, I would take on a case as an attorney, and then it would turn into a repossession matter. And so I would have to put on my other hat because, of course, as an attorney, I can't act in that way, but I can as a private citizen. I have about half a dozen vessels there that my clients have that could get seized at some point in the future if we don't get these claims issues resolved. Of those, I hope none of them turns into an extraction. I wouldn't call it a failure, but obviously I will not do an extraction until every other possible answer has been explored and then proved fruitless before I would do something like that.
Yeah. I've read that you work a lot in the Caribbean, but also have worked in Russia and Greece. Do these sorts of activities tend to happen in the same places around the world repeatedly?
Yes, that's because the law of vessel seizure is fairly uniform throughout the world, at least the customs, I should say, rather than the laws. The custom of vessel seizure is fairly uniform. In other words, every port has the right to seize a vessel in its waters that has debts. And even if those debts are not in those waters, for debts from anywhere in the world, a debt, interestingly enough, a debt follows a ship, and it doesn't really matter who owns the ship. The debt is in the law, they call it the ihtim debt, in which is owed by the ship as if the ship were an actual person. Mm-hmm. It's very unusual because normally, as you know, in a lawsuit, you have to file a lawsuit against some entity, a corporation or a person or something like that. But in maritime law, you file a debt or you file a claim, a lawsuit against the ship. You may not even know who the owner is, but your lawsuit is Syncor Corporation versus the motor vessel Amelia.
Which makes buying a ship, means it's very important to do your research on any claims against it then.
Absolutely, because you can buy a ship and find that you don't own it because the